You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 7th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I am your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Dee Gupta of Dee Coaching, Catching Yourself When Thinking Defensively. Dee, it's always a pleasure to have you here and always excited to hear your topic for the day. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
And a little bit about Dee. Dee is a part-time coach and a full-time rental property business owner who has done extensive study on emotional growth. Her perspective is that you are where you are choosing to be in life. Your financial status, your quality of life that you live, and your relationships with your friends, family, or your significant other, everything is either where you want it to be or where your belief level is of where you can be. The stage of personal growth you are at in each area of your life determines where you're at in that area. You cannot make more money than you believe that you can make. You cannot have a better relationship than you believe that you're capable of having, and your belief in your own worthiness in each area of your life sets the tone of where you are. Dee helps you break those ceilings.
Love it, Dee. So awesome to have you back, and you always have something new to talk about, which is always a lot of fun. What do you mean by catching yourself when thinking defensively?
I will explain by giving examples what I mean, but basically this talk is meant to help you get from a stage of not knowing what you don't know in terms of defensive thinking to getting to a stage of knowing that you don't know it so that you can start working towards it. So what I mean by defensive thinking is, for example, after being rejected from a job interview, or if a client says no to you and you're trying to do some business with the client, have you ever felt defensive or thought, they're never going to find somebody as good as me?
Mm.
Or if you're being rejected while dating, or if somebody breaks up with you, if you're in a relationship, have you ever thought the same thing? This person has lost out on the best person ever, and they'll never find somebody as good as me. So this is... Or thinking, I am much better than this person and I deserve better anyways. So this is what I call defensive thinking, and that's what I'm here to talk about today.
I love that and I love the examples that you give, because I have to admit, I've said that before. I've said that in a relationship. I've said that when a client hasn't worked with me. So I'm really excited to hear what this actually means, because it can't be good things. So Dee, is there a difference between recognizing that you're better versus putting someone else down? And how do you tell the difference?
Absolutely, there is a difference. So when you're feeling good about yourself, when you're confident, you don't need to think that the other person is not as good as you, or mm-hmm. they're never going to find somebody as good as you. That's basically putting almost a curse on the person, or
yeah.
trying to. So it doesn't matter to you in that case. It doesn't affect you. So if your happiness comes from thinking that the other person is not going to find somebody better than you, and you later on find out that they did find somebody really good and they've worked out, for example, if you were in a relationship and you find somebody got married, then you've given them your power by thinking that, and you feel bad now because they have found somebody better. But if you don't do that, and you know that you will find something that is better for you,
yeah.
You don't have to say that the other person will not find somebody better than you, but you know that you will find something better. And that is taking the power to yourself, because then you are focused on yourself and your path, and you're comparing yourself to yourself and not having other people comparing you to other people.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. I went a little windy there.
So. No.
This is a little windy topic.
Yeah, I just kept thinking it's like taking poison and expecting the other person to die, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, because you're ingesting the poison.
And that's so good because, I mean, you have to come from a place of compassion. And even when you think you're saying good words, you know that you're not saying good words because you can feel the emotion behind those words that you're saying or thinking.
Right.
Yeah. And that's when you know you need to rethink the conversation you're having with yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally aggressive. Like, I hope they just fail and this is terrible. Yeah, I can totally see how that could happen. That's good. So you spoke about stages of kind of taking action here. What are the different stages to help yourself not get in this little trap here?
So there are many stages of personal growth in terms of defensive thinking. So the first stage, and I think most of us are not at that stage, is wanting to actively hurt the other person. Like, this person did something to me, or this client does not want me, so I'm going to go and key their car or whatever. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, definitely none of us here.
No. So that is the first stage. And then the next stage is when somebody hurts you, you speak about them and you use these words they're never going to find anybody better than me, or they have lost out and they don't know what they're doing or whatever. I mean, just saying it angrily
and
defensively.
So speaking hurtfully, but not with the intent to hurt.
Right. Not with the actual action of hurting the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking about it. And then the third stage is when you speak about it, you catch yourself speaking. No, well, you catch yourself speaking. So you don't speak about it, but you still think it.
Mm.
So the example that you were giving is like when you're speaking to someone and you're saying nice words, but inside you're not really thinking those nice words.
Yes. Yeah.
So that is the third stage. The fourth stage is you don't think, when you catch yourself thinking, then you switch it around so you know that you're doing that and you're aware that you're thinking it, and
yeah,
then you switch it around, but you still think it. And then the final stage is, of course, you never think it. And of course, I'm still working through that as well. I've not reached all these five stages, but...
Oh, well, and you know, Dee, it's really interesting because I think getting to stage five is actually on a consistent basis is almost impossible, because we are going to have negative thoughts,
right?
Because we are balanced in our good and bad. But I think you can maintain in stage four when
right.
you work hard. And I think that I've accomplished that for the most part. I catch myself when I'm saying something bad to myself or thinking about somebody else in a negative way. How can I come from a place of compassion?
Right.
And so let's talk about the best process to move up through those stages and to hopefully live in stage four
right.
and to aim to get to stage five, because we all want to be perfect. We want to aim to be perfect, but
absolutely.
The reality is we're never going to get to perfection.
Right.
Right.
And we can go
and
closer
it's okay.
and closer to it. And that's it's like, as long as we're growing and going the right direction, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So like most things in personal growth, the way is to monitor your self-thought and action. So the first stage is to know which stage you're in and to acknowledge it and accept it.
Yeah.
And that's when you've gone from a stage of unconscious incompetence where you don't know that you don't know something. And then you've moved to the stage of conscious incompetence where you know now where you are, and then you can start working on it.
Yes.
So the specific steps to take would be to have a system. The only way to truly make things happen is to have a really good system around it and build a system around it. I like using a jar system. So basically, I will keep a jar and a box of, I don't know, red balls or something. And I will, every time I catch myself thinking this, I will put one of the balls into the jar. And at the end of the day, depending on how far the jar is, and I will measure, just ballpark measure it, that it's half full or three quarters full or something, and I will just note it down, and every day I will empty it out and refill it the next day and just see that it's going off in the right direction. So that's one system. And then the other system is some people like to put a rubber band on their wrist, mm-hmm. and anytime they think a negative thought, they will pull on the rubber band so that it slaps their wrist, so it hurts them. So you're associating
yeah.
pain with
yeah.
that bad thought. And then so you, if you want to do pain and pleasure, then it's cheesy, I know, but they will they will think good thoughts and then they'll kiss there the where it's yeah. painful. So that's another way to do it. So these are just some ideas and some systems that you can use to track and monitor, because whatever gets tracked gets managed.
Yeah.
So these are some ways. And what also helps immensely is to send love and good wishes to whoever it is. So if that, that person or entity, so I wish this person does extremely well. I give this person a lot of love. I give this client a lot of love, and I hope they do extremely well. So you're just saying it over and over again to yourself will bring you to that level as
and
well.
And I love it. The visual is so important, and I don't know if the word silly is what you used, but it's critically important that you can connect something visually or feeling. And you know, Dee, my personal motto is live your dream now. And I wear my bracelet every day to remind myself. And
right.
what that means, it's about embracing every second of your day. It's not about having an extraordinary life. It's about embracing every second of the day. And through that process, you'll live an extraordinary life. And it reminds me that I need to be the best every second for myself so I can be my best self for others. And so having that, that, you know, I touch it, and typically when I'm touching it, it's because something is going through and I'm recognizing, okay, I need to center myself because right. what, and that, so I love that you're bringing this in because it's so important, whether you've got the balls that you're doing in a jar and you dump them out every day and you're knowing and recognizing where you're at, or you've got a rubber band or a bracelet or something that can surface you and get you back to where you need to be.
I love
so
the
important.
Bracelet idea. Yeah.
Speaking of bracelet, I'm excited. I have a new, like, it's elastic, so you could just smack mm-hmm. every time that, because I'm good in some areas, and I realize professionally you live in abundance, mm-hmm. and so I'm not, if they go with somebody else, there's, you know, yeah. it's, you know, no big deal. It is what it
yeah.
is. I don't know. Traffic cut me off. I might get a little angry.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And
so I just
Keelan
slap
makes me
myself.
Feel very special because he wears my bracelet every day. So.
I do. It reminds yeah. me to live your dream now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so just going on a tangent there. What are the benefits of doing this, Dee?
The benefits of doing this are mainly accepting and understanding that everyone has strengths, and therefore if somebody else is doing well or not doing well or whatever, it doesn't take away your strength, and therefore it doesn't take away your power, and your happiness is not dependent on anything that anybody else is doing at any point.
Yeah, and it's so important. You have to be focusing on yourself, and you hear, be treat someone else like you want to be treated, but I think it's backwards. You really need to treat yourself like you would treat anyone else.
Absolutely, yes.
Because it all is here first, because otherwise everything is surface.
Right.
If you're not real to yourself, you're not able to be real with others. So what else, how can you recognize in phrases and things that you can do to keep yourself in this best space, Dee?
Well, I've heard all kinds of phrases, but for example, this person, look at how pathetic this person's life is. He can't even manage his life. He can't even do this. He can't even, like, and if I was with that person, they would have definitely been so much better. Or this person doesn't get that they're wrong. Like, that is, that just never works, because everyone believes that they're right and everybody's trying their best and everybody's doing their best. So making other people wrong or, that just never, ever works. Or they will regret, she will regret letting me go. I'm such a good person compared to like whatever. All these basically are ego-based and defensive thinking and fear-based. And if we get ourselves out of that, then we take power ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, Dee, unfortunately, we're running out of time here. We got to wrap up, but I would love for you to give any last advice to our listeners to improve their lives in, you know, in this taking the poison and hoping somebody else dies.
Well, the advice that I would give is just be patient with yourself through this process. It can take some people weeks, some people months, some people years, some people decades to go through this. As long as you're moving in the right direction, and like Tina said, you'll never be perfect. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're moving in the right direction and you see that you're moving towards stage five, whatever stage you're in, you're good. And be patient with yourself and just and keep working towards it.
Love that, Dee. You know, Dee, thank you so much for coming into studio, coming so prepared with great topics and bringing in great examples that people can connect to realize. So I think the biggest thing is just not recognizing, realizing where you're at. And so
right.
you really brought us to that place here today. Thank you so much, Dee. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next on the Money Hour, retirement strategies in a volatile market. We have Lisa York of Eagle Strategies and New York Life right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after this short break.